Psalm 1, Psalm, the first Psalm, the blessed man, who does this speak of? It's the first Psalm, it's the very first Psalm. It has to speak, first of the Lord Jesus Christ. Who well deserves the preeminence, the blessed man. The word blessed means happy. The word blessed means well off. That's what it means. Well off. Now, the world thinks this. Everyone thinks this. When you think of someone well off, when you think of being blessed, it's a very common popular salutation today. You hear it all the time, don't you? Have a blessed day. You hear that all the time. Well, the world thinks, and what they mean by that is, we hope everything goes good, that nothing bad happens. We hope you're healthy. We hope you're wealthy. To be well off, the world thinks. Everyone in the world except God's people think that to be well off means to be have an abundance of things. No. Our Lord didn't have anything. Nothing. He's the blessed man. He was poor beyond, but he was rich. Our Lord said this. He himself said this: take heed and beware of covetousness, for a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of things which he possesseth. Listen to brother, our dear brother Chapman on this, and he said, oh, to be blessed is not in what you possess, but who possesses you. The beloved one says, my beloved is mine. And she says, and my beloved is mine. How blessed. Don't need anything else. Do you? Some of you understand it. Blessed is the man. Blessed is the person. To the blessed man. And I hope in this message, I hope you will be able to examine yourselves, whether you're of the faith. I hope you will be able to examine yourself and say from the heart, that's me. That's how I feel. This is my heart's desire. This is where I believe. The blessed man. To the blessed man, people say, have a blessed day. The blessed man, a truly blessed man, everything's good. Everything's a blessing. You know that? The house burned down. To the blessed man, the house burned down. It's been a blessed day. You say, preacher, I don't understand. God's people do. All right? Let's look at it. Job and three men. Do you judge according to appearance? Here's Job. Here's a man sitting there who's lost everyone and everything. He's sitting in a pile of ashes, scraping the boils that cover his body. And over here, three friends that don't have a problem in the world. Who's the blessed man? Huh? Who is it that God looks upon with great respect and honor and favor? Who is it? The world, without exception, would say, that man's done something wrong. And that's what his friends said, and they spent days trying to determine what it was. And God did it for God's glory, and Job's good. And they finally... Job finally found that out. It's all been a blessing. Look at two old people. They're not here this morning. They're not here this morning. In their 90s. Okay? They're waiting to die. I think any day when I go over to visit them in the morning, I think one of them's going to be gone. It's happening. They're waiting to die. They can't. 92. Waiting to die, wanting to die. Ill health. That's why they couldn't come this morning. Don't hardly go anywhere except here. Where else do you need to go? All right, and then look at a young couple traveling all over the world, in Paris or New York or to the ends of the earth, in perfect health, having everything that they could possibly have in this life. Who would you rather be? Huh? Examine yourself. Who would you rather be? Someone asked me not long ago, how's your dad and mama? Said, almost well. Almost well. I was sitting on the riverbank the other day after having just caught a rather large rainbow trout. But it really wasn't very large, let me tell the truth. It was very small. I had to photo op it to send it. But I just caught it, and it just made my day, you know. And I was sitting there taking it off the hook. Just a lovely day. Thursday. Yeah, Thursday. You know what a day is. I was sitting on one of the most beautiful rivers in all of Virginia, having just caught the most beautiful fish on earth in the water. And I began taking that thing, and I started thinking about Brother Cody Gruber. We went fishing a lot. How much he loved the fish. And I sat there and honestly, from my heart, I said, I'd rather be him right now. Can you say that? Oh, the blessed man. The blessed man. The blessed man. Many, many scriptures come to mind about being blessed. And number 6. This is the blessing. The Lord calls His face to shine on you. This is the blessing. We sang it right. There shall be showers of blessing, singular. Many showers, one blessing, one thing needful. This is the blessing. If the Lord will make His face shine on you. If the Lord will lift up His countenance on you. If the Lord will be gracious to you. This is the blessing. Right now, what you're hearing right now, this is the blessing. On this earth, it doesn't get any better than it. This is the blessing. Psalm 32. Oh, blessed is the man. John, you know that. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, whose sins are covered. Blessed. 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 Have a blessed day. I am. My sins are gone. Matthew 5, the Lord said things that the world can't understand. He said, blessed are the poor. Didn't he? Blessed are the poor in spirit. Theirs is the kingdom of God. Blessed they mourn. Mourn. Oh, no, no, no. Those that are laughing, those that are smiling, those that are happy, they're blessed. No, 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 no. The Lord said, blessed are they that mourn. They shall be comforted. Those that mourn now will laugh last and laugh forever. Those that laugh now will mourn forever. Things are not as they seem. Blessed. Blessed are they that hunger and thirst. No, 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 no. Got it wrong. Blessed are the full. No, he said in another place, the full are going to hire themselves out one day. But the hungry and thirsty after righteousness will be filled. Blessed are they that persecuted. Oh, no, no, no. Blessed are they that everybody loves them. Everybody befriends them. Everybody thinks highly of them. The Lord said, no woe is unto you if men speak well. It's all wrong. And we got it all wrong. And no one typifies that. No one shows that more clearly than the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ Himself, He had nothing. He had nothing as a man, but He had it all. He just said that a man's life doesn't consist in what he possesses, but rather who possesses him and who he possesses. And this understanding he possesses. And this thing that lives in his heart is called life. More abundance than things. He had it all, Nancy. He had it all. He said, I have meat to eat you don't know of. You have never eaten it yet. Didn't he? He was poor. No. He was rich toward God. Infinitely. Happy. Nothing and no one bothered him. Peace beyond. No one could take it away. Knows God. Believes God. He had no house. Oh, yes, he did. He had one eternal in the heavens. A heavenly palace without a ceiling. Hated by the world. Loved by God. The angels. Died alone. Didn't he? He died alone. A multitude which no man could number received him into glory. Died and suffered a brutal, horrible death on the cross. Suffered terribly. He's now seated on the throne of glory and bliss. The blessed man. Things are not as they seem. Right. I read Isaiah 53 this morning. We did esteem him smitten and stricken of God. We despise and reject him. Oh boy. He's the blessed man. Look at it in light of Christ here. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. That's the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, standeth in the way of sinners, or sitteth in the seat of the scornful. The Lord Jesus Christ came to do God's will, and he lived according to that perfect will. He lived in absolute conformity to the counsel, the wisdom, the word of God. He's happy. He's happy. All our unhappiness has to do with our sin and our rebellion against God's word. Our guilt and all that. He was not guilty. Happy. No guilt, no shame. Happy. No standeth in the way of sinner. His delight is in the law of the Lord. Verse 2. Oh, he said in the volume of the book, it is written of me, lo, I come to do thy will, O God. You know, if we lived like that, if we really lived like that, we'd be so happy. I delight to do thy will, O God. What is it? What is it? Lay down your life for the brethren. Oh, wonderful. I just think myself happy to do that. It's more blessed to give than receive. I'll give myself. I'll give everything I am. I'll give my life and do it with joy set before me. Happy. We got it all wrong, don't we? If I just serve myself and try to make myself happy, I'll be happy. No, you'll be miserable. All your days. You got it all wrong, don't you? Our Lord said, I delight to do thy will. For the joy set before him endured what? The cross. Thought nothing of the shame. Put me to shame. Stripped me naked. Lay on me the iniquity of my brethren. The reproaches of them that reproach thee. Let them fall on me. Because I love them so much. I'll do anything to save them. It just makes me happy. Do you hear me? And he's blessed. God's given him a name above every name. Blessed Lord Jesus. And he says, praise him. Don't praise man. Don't praise anyone. Praise him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. And our Lord said that. You want to be blessed? You want to be happy? Do the same. Isn't it? There's no other way. In his law doth he meditate day and night. Verse 2. In his law doth he meditate day and night. I just read Joshua chapter 1. Joshua is such a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Moses, the law, couldn't take them in. Joshua's going to take them all in. Sinners though they be, he's going to take them all in, Kelly. All right, Joshua, the Lord gave this charge to Joshua in chapter 1. Who do you think this is speaking of? First chapter. Speaking of Jesus, Joshua, Savior, Redeemer. And the Lord said to Joshua, now, I want you to meditate on this word day and night. I want you to know it so you can do it to lead these people into the promised land, Joshua. I've given you a charge. Know my word. Do it and lead my people in. That's Christ. He said, I come to do thy will. He knew it. He said, you don't know the law. By the deeds of the law, no flesh will be justified. He said, no, I come to do thy law. I come to do the law. Do it for you. On your behalf. By his knowledge. By his knowledge. Shall my righteous servant justify many, God said. By his knowledge. Came to do his law. Verse 3. He'll be like a tree. Like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Over in Revelation 22. Don't have time. I was going to have you turn. Revelation 22 says there's a river. There's a river from the throne of God. And in the stream of that river is a tree of life. And the fruits bearing 12 manner of fruits. And it said the leaves of that tree for the healing of the nation. What's that? Who's that? See, that's the last chapter in the book. Who do you think that's speaking of? He's the first, he's the last, he's the author, he's the finish, he's the son, he's the substance, he's all, he's in all the scripture. That's Christ. He's the tree of life. He's the tree of life by the rivers of water. He's the river. He's the water. He's the blessed man. That bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither. Oh, my. And whatever he doeth shall prosper. Oh, doesn't Isaiah say the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand? He shall not fail nor be discouraged. That was the prophecy. When he came, he wasn't discouraged. And he didn't fail. He prospered. Joseph, I just read of Joseph in Genesis 37. It says God was with him and he prospered him. Everything he did. Everything he did. Well, they put him in prison. It says, well, God was with him and he prospered. If that isn't Christ, who is? Verses 4 and following, the ungodly are not so. Well, let's read that in a moment. But this also speaks of God's people. That's clearly speaking of Christ, isn't it? Clearly. He must have the preeminence. You must see Christ. You must look to Christ. You will be blessed in him. You will be blessed by him, through him, to him, for him, because of him. He's the blessed man. All the blessings of God are in him. Blessed be God, Paul wrote in Ephesians 1, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Where? In Christ Jesus. Like that ark. All, everything was in that ark. And whoever was in the ark had everything. That's crap. But you know, as he is, so are we in this world. This is not how we ought to be. This is the people of God. Blessed is the man. Doesn't say blessed are they ought to be. Our Lord in Matthew 5 did not say blessed they ought to be. They ought to be mournful. They ought to be poor. They ought to be blessed are. That's why they mourn. You understand? If God has blessed you, you'll be poor in spirit. If God has blessed you, you'll mourn over your sin. If God has blessed you, you'll hunger and thirst for righteousness. And you'll never quit hungering and thirsting. If God has blessed you, you'll be persecuted by the world, but you'll be loved by God. If God has blessed you, you'll be meek, you'll be humble, because only the humble and the meek will be with God. You'll be merciful. You'll be a peacemaker, realizing He made peace for you. Oh, it's not blessed are. They ought to be, but blessed are. Blessed is the man, the woman, who walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Ephesians 2 said we were all just like the world, in that we walked according to the course of this world. And you have He quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sin, who walked according to the course of this world, just like the children of disobedience. Children of wrath, even as others. Can I say it? But God. Oh, how blessed is that man, blessed is that woman who no longer walks according to the course of this world, but walks with God. Who no longer listens to or bows to or believes the wisdom of this world, but rather see it as foolishness. Do you not see it, brethren? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? Do you not see that clearly? More and more as the days go by. Blessed is that man, that woman, who walketh not according to the wisdom of this world, but rather according to the word of God. Base all that they believe and all that they think and all that they do according to the all-wise, without the true word of God. Blessed, blessed, blessed. Blessed are they who walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. What are ungodly? He talks of the ungodly here and he talks of the righteous. Well, the ungodly are those who don't have a God. Ungodly. Now, that's people that say there is no God, and the world's full of them. The fool has said there's no God. And it's also religion who has a God that's not God, that pray to a God that can't save. It's both. Oh, how blessed we are to know that God is God. You're not ungodly. You may think, you know, Christ died for the ungodly. Christ died for those that didn't know God. Christ died for those that didn't believe God. Those who were dead in sin. But He died to make them godly. To repent toward God and have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, to bring them to God. That they might know God. He died and they're saved that they might know God and believe God and walk with God. All of God's people walk with God. They're not ungodly. We have a God. You understand what that means? We have a God, and He's the living and true God. I know it. Nor standeth in the way of sinners. Blessed is the man, the woman, the young person that doesn't stand in the way of sinners. You know, Scripture says there's a way that seemeth right unto man. But our Lord said the end thereof is destruction. Didn't He? Our Lord is the one that said, broad is the way. Wide is the gate and broad is the way. You know, when a way is wide, like an old, back years ago, the buffalo used to come through this country. And it'd be, there'd be thousands, hundreds of thousands of buffalo go across the plains. And after they left, it was a broad way. And many roads were made as a result of those buffalo ways. Why were they broad? Because so many people, so many buffalo were going there. Our Lord said, broad is the way that most people are going. And He said, it's ended in destruction. There is a way that seemed right. And the whole world said, this has got to be it. Look, everyone's walking there. Our Lord said, it's the opposite. It's the opposite. Straight is the gate. Y'all are too straight. Narrow is the way. That's too narrow. God said it's narrow. So narrow, you have to take all your clothes off and bow down to get through it.
Oh, blessed is the man who doesn't stand in the way of sinners, but he's in that narrow way, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. You ever been around scorners? They're not pleasant to be around. Judgmental, scoffers, mockers. They know everything. They're just mean as a snake. They got it all right. That's this word. Sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Unbelieving, God-hating world that ridicules and mocks and scoffs at what we believe. That all we hold dear, religion is the worst to it. I will not join with and be comfortable with them. Look with me at Psalm 26. Psalm 26. David said this. It speaks of Christ. Remember, every psalm is messianic. This is Christ, and this is David, and this is God's people. Psalm 26, verse 4, he said, I have not sat with vain persons, neither will I go in with dissemblers. I have hated the congregation of evildoers. I will not sit with the wicked. Verse 8, Lord, I have loved the habitation of thy house, the place where thine honor dwelleth. Verse 9, gather not my soul with sinners, nor my life with bloody men. Verse 12, my foot standeth in an even place. In the congregations will I bless the Lord. I do not, I cannot, God's people cannot, true people cannot be comfortable with people that hate God. Can't do it. You can't do it. If you feel comfortable around the ungodly, I fear for you. You say, but the Lord ate and drank with publicans and sinners. He was a friend of publicans and sinners. Yes, he was. Why? To save them. And he saved everyone he came to save. And then he left the rest. He left them. He did not commit himself unto them. He says, I know you. He says, you have not the love of God in you. He turned to them often and said, you're following me because you get your bellies filled. He said, you're following me because you see the loaves and fishes. He said, I know what's in you, and I'm not committing to you. But he went off with 12 disciples, 12 poor fishermen that hung on his every word that he had chosen. And that's who he dwelled with. Those were his friends. He said, I call you friends because I tell you everything. That's who he dwelled with. David said, I'm a companion of them that fear the Lord. They're my companion. Verse 2. But his delight, that person's delight is in the law of the Lord. This is the delight. This is their heart's desire. And in the word doth he meditate day and night. Delight. Listen to David. Can you say this? Oh, how I love thy law. It is my meditation all the day. David said, oh, how I love it. Listen to this. He said, how sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Can you say that? Some of you are nodding. That's good. You must be blessed. The world don't want to hear that. The world doesn't believe this. The world doesn't like this. The truth is positively distasteful to them. God's sovereign grace is distasteful, but for those who have tasted, those who have eaten Christ's flesh and drunk his blood, oh, this is sweet to the taste. I love this more than life itself, David said. More than life itself. It's my very life. Can you say that? You must be blessed. Mary chose that part, didn't you? Our Lord said to Martha, 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 you're careful and cumbered about many things. And he said, look at Mary. Magdalene. Don't forget what she was. She had chosen the good part. She's sitting at his feet. And he said, it'll not be taken from her. She's there right now. Right now. Mary, is that your heart's desire? Is this your delight? Do you delight in what you're hearing this morning? Mary, I've got good news for you. It'll not be taken from you. This is something the world can't take. Everything will be. Everything and everyone, Mary, will be. That man beside you, someday, if you don't go for him, he's going to be taken.
But bless him. Bless him. He knows the Lord. You know the Lord. Someday, never separate. Why? Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Is this important or what? Is it important that you find the man that knows Christ? It's important that you know him. Life. He that hath the Son hath life, and life more abundant. Preacher, I don't understand this. Ask the Lord to make you understand. Right now, ask the Lord, Lord, I don't have this. I don't feel this. I don't taste this. I don't feel this. Ask him right now. Right now. Right now. He'll give it to you. Abundant. Like that woman at the well. Lord, give me this water that I never drink again. He said, I'm it. And Irene, she went skipping home. She left everything she owned. What? An old water pot. She went home, told her friend, come see a man. I've been looking for him. Been looking for a husband. They're all failures. He found me. Got all I need now. Oh, that person. Blessed is that person. Blessed is that man. You know, an old cow. When the Lord gave command to Noah to bring in 7 clean and 2 unclean of every creature, that which made the clean clean were 2 things. They parted the hoof. They had parted hooves, separated hooves like cow, deer. And they chewed the cud. They chewed the cud. That's what made them clean. They chewed the cud. What's that mean? Well, Matthew Henry said it. He said, all those whom God saves out of this world, they part with their sin. They part with that present company, this present evil world, to go with the people of God, the flock of God. They congregate. That's the nature of sheep. They congregate with those like them. They're not of the world anymore. Sheep don't dwell with lions. Lions eat them up. They dwell with sheep under the watch of a shepherd. They have to have a shepherd. And they chew the cud. Meaning, they get laid down in that green pasture and they eat and they eat and they eat. And cows got a third stomach, don't they? And what they do later on after they've eaten and eaten until they can't eat anymore, they'll eat it again. That melts it up, won't it? And they began eating that again. It's, there's something I missed. It's just as good now as it was before. Chew that cud. Chew that cud. And you're not going to get everything right now. And, you know, we read the Scriptures and we miss much of it. But bless God, this river of water that He puts within you, this grass that we eat, this that makes us to lie down in the Word of God, it comes back up just when we need it. And we begin to chew on it. And chew on it. Oh, something I missed. That's the clean. The unclean say, I don't need that. Well, I heard that before. Well, I heard it before too, but I didn't hear it. And I need to hear it again because there's something I missed. Chew on it. Meditate on it. Be like a tree. That man, that woman, that blessed person is like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth his fruit in his season. Whose fruit? Can you produce fruit? Huh? Oh, no. It's the fruit of the Spirit, he said. Oh, if any man hath not the Spirit of Christ, he's none of his. But blessed is the man who's led to the Spirit of God, who's born of his Spirit. That person bring forth fruit. They now love God. They now love the brethren. Joy. They have joy. They rejoice in Christ. They rejoice in the truth. They have joy in the Lord. Peace. Oh, they have peace with God through the blood of Christ. And they have peace. They're peacemaker. Oh, they're long-suffering. Realizing something of the long-suffering. Yes, they have fruit. Yes, they have fruit. They didn't make it. God made it. And they're a tree. They're grafted into the tree, you see. The root of the matter is in them.
And they're evergreen. Planted by down at our old place, they used to have a big old hemlock tree by that Pig River. I thought the Pig River was beautiful. But there was a big old hemlock tree down there, so majestic. So majestic. It, no telling how old it was. It just stood towered among the, above the rest of them. And those limbs, those evergreen limbs would just hang low. That's maturity. That's grace. And that's humility. And it was just full of little seeds. Little cones. And it just shed them all around, everywhere. Fruit. That grows up. Little tree. That's the testimony of God's people. That's the testimony of their life. That's the testimony of their mouth. That's the works that they do. Yes, they do. They're planted in Christ. They're like Christ. Whatever they do will prosper. The Lord said that about Joseph, a man. The Lord said that about Hezekiah, a man. The Lord says that about all His people, men and women though they be. Whatever they do, it'll prosper. It'll prosper. The ungodly not so. Let me close with this. Verses 4 through 6. Those without God are not so. They like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Oh, they appear for a little while. They spread themselves like a green bay tree for a little while. But the psalm says, soon the wind's going to blow over it. And they'll perish and you will see it. And the place thereof will know it no more. It'll never hear of them. And all everything they are and have and ever done is gone. And you'll never envy them again. They're not so like the chaff the wind driveth away. The ungodly, verse 5, shall not stand in the judgment. Those without God, without Christ. Those not in Christ, those who don't have this delight in their heart. They're not planted. They're not standing in the judgment. They'll be cast out. Nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. But preacher, I thought Christ came to save sinners. He did. But not that they remain sinners. He came to save them from their sin, He said. And every one of them before God are holy and righteous, unblameable, unreprovable in His sight. Every one of them in Christ have been redeemed, washed in His blood. Such were some of you, but you're washed, you're justified, you're sanctified in Christ. Given a new nature, a new desire, a new heart. And this is the way they are. They're the righteous. Still sinful, but no, not to God. You know, got a new creature. And they're going to stand in the congregation of the righteous. Stand in Christ. Stand on the rock. Stand complete in Him. The way they stand now. They're righteous. They're righteous. You see, the Lord, verse 6, knoweth the way of the righteous. The Lord knoweth. You see, the Lord looketh on the heart. What's in your heart? What is the faith of your heart? What is the desire of your heart? What is the delight of your heart? That's where the Lord looks. Blessed is the man whose delight is in the word of the Lord, who dwelleth in the congregation, who says, like Ruth, I'm not going anywhere. This is my life. You're my life. You're everything to me. And by your grace, I just want to be planted right here. I want to dwell in the house of the Lord forever, beholding this beautiful Lord of mine and inquiring. There's a lot I don't know, and there's a lot I need to know. And I hope to know and grow in grace and knowledge of Him from here on. What a blessed man. What a blessed man. The way of the ungodly shall perish. I think, in closing, an illustration will do. Suffice to all of you. You look yonder at a man. He's standing there. He has a family that he loved and that loved him. And he had the things, the comforts of home and all that. had everything, you know, a house, a job, and wife and children and neighbors and friends that loved him, he thought. And there he stands with a big burden on his back. He's weighed down by this big, heavy burden. And the story says he has a book in his hand. He has a book in his hand, has this heavy burden on his back, and he's crying. Tears are running down his face, saying, "Woe is me. Woe is me. Woe is me." And so he heads out. He leaves those people that love him. He leaves that house where he was so comfortable. He leaves everything and everyone that he held dear to him and held him dear. He leaves them. He's fleeing. He's running with everything he got because he's got this big burden on his back. He's got this book in his hand. And he sees this place called the Celestial City. And he's crying out, "Life, life, eternal life." And his neighbors, his friends are saying, "What a fool you are. How could you do this, leaving your family on it? You don't love them." And he turns to them and says, "This place is perishing. This place is perishing. Son, daughter, this place is burning, getting to be burned up. Come with me. Come with me." Blessed man. What a blessed man. Do you hear me? How blessed to have this burden laid on you called sin. How blessed to have this book in your hand called truth. How blessed to be given eyes to see it's burning up. And eyes to see Celestial City. And have a man come to you and say, "Look at that gate. You see that wicked gate? Go through it. Beyond that gate's a cross." You hear me? A cross. And kneel at that cross. And that burden will fall off the king. And the angels will receive you into heaven itself. Blessed man. What a blessed man. Is that you? Do you see this place for what it is? Huh? Do you see yon Celestial City? I don't see it, preacher. Ask him to show you. Ask him. You see this for what it really is. Do you have this burden on you? That's a good thing. It's a good thing. It's a good thing. This blessed book. The world's lying to you. The God of this world's lying to you. The wisdom of this world is false. It's all false. God can't lie. He's so merciful. He's so gracious. He's a God of truth. And he said, "I'm telling you the truth. Listen to me now. Blessed is the man. I'm telling you what blessing is." Oh, may the Lord, if no one in here hears it this morning, oh, may somebody hear it. I know this. It's not going to return void. I know this. It's not going to return void. It's not going to fall to the ground. The words of Samuel, none of them fell to the ground. And these words won't either because they're not mine. They're the Lord's. And they're going to hit somebody. Oh, may it be your heart. May it be my heart. May the Lord be bless us all. Have a blessed day. Okay, Brother John.
Let's all stand and turn to number 333. Number 333. And we'll sing the first, second, and the last. First, second, and last. Okay?
From day to day.